This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Occurring precisely where the two Riverside fires broke out that same night. Were these explosions caused by PG&E? Why isn't this a bigger story? From October 8th through Halloween 2017, the Tubbs Fire raged. Over 5,000 structures were leveled to ash. Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, was found responsible for 16 of the Tubbs fires at a cost of over $10 billion. PG&E's response was to claim that the fires will continue, and rather than address the problem, they gave a dire warning that any future damages they are found responsible for will bankrupt them. And just weeks later, on August 31st, California State Legislature passed a utility bailout bill, which would simply pass the buck to the taxpayer and let PG&E off the hook for any future damages. 2 months later, on November 8th, the Camp Fire wildfire broke out, destroying Concow and Paradise, California. Over 18,000 structures were destroyed, and at least 85 people lost their lives. After an investigation, it was found that once again, electrical transmission lines owned and operated by PG&E caused the Camp Fire wildfire, the deadliest wildfire in California history. But thanks to state legislature, California taxpayers will cover the cost. On October 9th of this year, PG&E cuts off power to 500,000 homes as a precaution against sparking wildfires in Northern California. A day later, on October 10th, the Saddle Ridge Fire breaks out in Southern California. That night, satellite video shows what looks to be two explosions occurring, precisely where the two Riverside fires broke out that same night. But nobody's talking about that. The news is blaming the Sandalwood fire on burning garbage. Were these explosions caused by PG&E? Why isn't this a bigger story? My video that reported on the anomalies of the Camp Fire wildfire was deleted by YouTube for being inappropriate content. It can still be found at banned.video. But what is inappropriate about asking questions? Who is YouTube working for? There are many practical questions to be asked about PG&E, but there is also a very strange nature to these fires. They seem to destroy houses and spare the trees. They jump from house to house, and they jump to the freeway. They melt aluminum alloy and burn houses to powdery ash. The Rothschild Investment Group collects billions of dollars from PG&E. In an age of outcry against corrupt billionaires, why are the Rothschilds and PG&E being left off the hook? For California, be safe and Godspeed. This is Greg Reese reporting for InfoWars.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap. But, folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No. I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly on a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the Everything Must Go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are at cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others, and it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this Tuesday, October 15th, 2019, Global Transmission. We are going to lay out stunning information here today for you. There is no doubt that we are in the middle of a deep state globalist coup. And they even admit that they are attempting to remove the president outside of even using impeachment. And they are preparing the general public for that. Now, let's think about what that is going to signify and what is going to unfold when they attempt to do that and when they attempt to carry that out. It is on record that they intend to remove President Trump and Vice President Pence and put in Nancy Pelosi, and they admit that she plans to put Hillary Clinton as her vice president, then Nancy Pelosi will resign, and we will have President Clinton going into the election next year up against some milquetoast cutout Republican like a John McCain that they will run against her. That's why they plan to have Trump gone by this year. And by the way, I'm going to cut a special report this afternoon that I'm going to push like nothing I've ever pushed before that shows CNN, MSNBC, the Atlantic Council, the New York Times, all of them admitting that that's the plan. Now we've played some of these clips. And we've talked about this on air. But folks need to understand that this isn't pipe dreams. They're going for it. Now, the good news is they failed in their last attempts to remove the president. But they intend to do whatever it takes this round to get that done. Yes, President Trump has called up the Marines to deal with this. And yes, there are things we can do to counter it. And yes, it's illegitimate and illegal, but they are going to try their best to normalize this action and then to carry it out. And we know the steps they're going to take at every level. We have been on the job. And again, I'm not bragging when I say this. It's why they want us off the air, why they don't want you sharing the links. We exposed Fiona Hill, the fake mole, the fake whistleblower, 2 years ago as working for Soros. Over the weekend, I shot an emergency report for Band.Video and wrote two articles with Jamie White about how she was going to testify on Monday and was the cover for the other moles, probably John Bolton, and how she wasn't even working at the White House at the time she says all this happened. And that's critical because the leaking is illegal, even though it's fake info they're leaking. So I figured out how they do this, and I specifically laid all this out in the 10.5-minute report Saturday, and now it's mainstream news. Fox News has picked it up. Latest dim impeachment witness Fiona Hill was not even working in White House at time of call, but was very upset with call. Because John Bolton, the neocon, as I said a few weeks ago, is one of the whistleblowers. And now it's all confirmed. She testified that Bolton said, call the lawyers, put the info out, prepare to bring down Trump. And that's what Trump gets, bringing a neocon viper into his midst and putting it up to his breast like Cleopatra. I mean, it's just, and we screamed and we yelled and we freaked out. And they said 2 years ago, get Jones off the air. He's exposing our operatives in the White House. Trump was lied to. He trusted a general. And McMaster's brought in all these people. And John Kelly went along with all of it. They are a bunch of political career climbers. It's what they do. It's how they operate. And they're making their move. So there's this sense of urgency because everyone should be very, very urgent right now. They thought they could stop Trump getting into office. Then they thought that they could discredit him as a Russian agent and find surely some Russian connection to somebody to discredit the election, impeach him, and then have Hillary re-announce and run for office and get what she supposedly deserved with that whole crew of deep state, John Brennan, Clapper, and the rest of them staying in power. That had the nod of the neocons, the nod of the whole system. And so we're going to lay it all out, how they intend to take the president out, and then what they're going to do once they remove the president, how they intend to mop up any resistance inside of the United States. But this is real. It's very, very frightening if they get control. But here's the good news. These people are criminals. They have been fully exposed. Just a few years ago, no one believed there was even a deep state, even though I was calling it the deep state 20 plus years ago. The permanent state, the shadow government. These are the terms that came out in the church hearings in the 70s. These are what the establishment calls themselves. And so it's quite a time to be alive. We're going to hit all of this when we come back. And we're going to lay it all out in detail. You've got my commitment to not back down and to not give in to the enemy attacks, but I need you to not back down and you to not give in and to you to realize you're not a spectator in this fight. You are in the arena. And the great animating contest for liberty up against true evil that isn't just decay, as the Attorney General said, but is organized destruction of the family, of the individual, of everything decent by a true force of corruption. That's what it is. And from a political level, the Chi-Coms and others just want America out of the way. So they have brought in socially destroying rot that is designed to make us weak and pathetic and stupid and lazy. But there's a spiritual element that's dominant in all of that, obviously. And so we're not going to take our country back without a fight. Getting Trump in was just the opening salvo. It was just the beachhead. Now the real fight is here. And when I talk about you telling people about the show, about band.video, about the live feeds, about Infowars.com/show, about the articles, about the videos, that's how we get out now. That's how we always got out there. But it's not an uphill battle when you get excited and you decide to take action. You are unstoppable. You fly right over that mountain like an airplane with God as your navigator and justice and freedom as your maps. And it's all right here, ladies and gentlemen, all laid out before us. So much more today. I was getting ready right up to the start of the broadcast, working on some big breaking stories. And I'm going to get calibrated and focused here as best I can. And we're going to lay out so much that's happened. ABC News obviously got caught in a huge hoax video. They say they regret their error. It wasn't an error. It was on purpose. The president's talking about it. Red flag laws are worse than we thought. Gun confiscation's begun nationwide. All hell's breaking loose. Earthquake, huge earthquake hit L.A. They say it's probably just a precursor to the big one. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Is this country done? Well, I'm here to tell you, it is done. If people don't realize what we're up against, this is a real globalist operation that sold us out to China, that was imploding our borders, that was engaging in every form of propaganda and cultural operation to break this nation down and finish it. My God, mainstream news says America is bad and shouldn't exist. White people are inherently evil. The family is bad. That is taught in colleges. Young children are being sexualized all over the place. And we just sit here and take it. I saw a powerful video last night. One of my friends sent me. This fellow's been on the InfoWars shows before. He's on our show Thursday. Steve Allen is a pastor, a lay pastor. He has a YouTube site. Think about it. And he put out a video titled, Is This Country Done? And then when he breaks all this down, this is what's really going on. This is what's really happening. And that's just who these people really are. So here is the report.
We are at a time of unprecedented deception in this country. If you're a hardworking American that has a job and a family and you take your children to soccer practice or baseball or whatever you do, you probably don't have time to do any research or go online and find out what's really happening to this country. So when things happen, you will believe the lie. You will see the lawlessness happen before your very eyes and you'll think it's all right. If you watch nightly news, you've been programmed to believe their lies, to believe that everything they say is factual reporting, but it's just the opposite. I said this before in a past video, but it's worth repeating again. What if I told you almost every single thing you've been told since you were a child is nothing but a lie? I know many of you, if not most of you, are thinking, Steve, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And if I would have had the same conversation with you 15 years ago, you'd be right, because I had no clue about what I completely understand now. The deception by the so-called leaders of America goes back so far and is so deep and evil that I hope the American people never have to see it all. But they will see the dark side of those who have control of this country and have had it for decades. In a very short time. Up until recently, most Americans have never heard the term deep state or shadow government. And if they did, they thought it was strictly something put out by a conspiracy theorist. By the way, that term conspiracy theorist originated from the CIA. In case you haven't noticed or you've been blinded to see this deep state government has been working overtime for the last 3 years to get rid of Donald Trump. He's been falsely accused of everything and continues to be falsely accused of more lies and fabricated narratives. I did a video less than a week ago about secrecy and lies because they are always the tools they use. And it's becoming clearer every day their next move in an effort to remove Donald Trump and Mike Pence from the White House. You can keep watching the Democratic debates if you want to, but it's almost as frivolous as watching an episode of Seinfeld or Wheel of Fortune, because the goal for the deep state is to install Hillary Clinton as president this year. Keep this video and bookmark it and watch and see if this doesn't happen. pay attention to her beginning to make more and more appearances on late night shows, you know, talk shows, and shows like The View. You're going to see more and more of her. How are they going to do this? They plan to bypass the elections altogether. The deep state Democrats are trying to take down America and install Hillary Clinton as president of the United States before the end of this year. Here are the steps the deep state Democrats hope to achieve. Number one, fake an impeachment of President Trump and whip up media hysteria to gaslight the entire nation into thinking Trump is being impeached when it's all an act with no real vote in the House, no legal bearing, and no legitimacy. Step two, they'll stage an arrest of President Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and his cabinet members for CNN's cameras to create the visual impression that Trump is guilty of something. After all, why is he in handcuffs? If you've noticed already, everything with the Democrats is theater. Everything is staged. After that, they'll swear in Nancy Pelosi as the president, since she's next in line as the Speaker of the House. Then Nancy Pelosi will appoint Hillary Clinton as her vice president. Then Nancy will resign as president, making the VP, now Hillary Clinton, the president. Step six, Hillary Clinton then appoints a new vice president, possibly John Brennan, to strengthen the deep state within her administration. From that point on, the mass arrest and executions of all Trump supporters gets authorized by President Hillary. And all businesses and individuals who don't comply with the authoritarian Clinton police state will be literally imprisoned in gulags or executed by Clinton's death squads, which already have plenty of experience from Bill Clinton's Arkansas days. This is how it can all be accomplished before the end of this year. If the Democrats manage to succeed in their insidious, deceptive plans before an American public that has been lied to from the beginning. Of course, the Democrats may be forgetting very important things that will prevent their plan from succeeding. Trump is the commander-in-chief and can order the military police to arrest deep state traitors and hold them for military tribunals. The U.S. Supreme Court now leans conservative and would likely hold emergency hearings on any such attempt by the Democrats. Tens of millions of armed Americans simply won't put up with a political coup run by deep state Democrats. Over 1 million pro-Trump bikers, truckers, and trade workers would probably march on D.C. and flat out carry out citizens' arrests of Democrats and their deep state traitors. Millions of U.S. military veterans and former law enforcement officers would descend upon Washington in defense of the president. The Second Amendment was created exactly for this situation, for the purpose of allowing an armed citizenry, that's us, to engage and defeat a tyrannical government that abuses the rule of law. And God knows they've been doing that from day one of Trump's inauguration. The deep state is overreaching, but because they live in an artificial bubble protecting them with media disinformation, they're underestimating the backlash that will break out if they take out President Trump. Millions of Americans understand that any attempt to impeach Trump is itself an activation moment for an organic uprising that will defend our republic and defeat the deep state Democrats. Be prepared, because the Democrats are desperate, and they've reached the point where they'll try anything. The New World Order is going to be established when America comes into compliance with the UN control. This country's been sold out for decades, and now the globalists and the Luciferians believe it's their time to make the move against America and bring it under the control of the New World Order. Where does this leave you and me? Well, if you're a believer, if you're a true Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, it leaves you in a very similar position as the believers in China or Hong Kong or the Middle East.
All right, folks, very powerful. The full video is posted up at band.video. Steve Allen and on his YouTube. Think about it. God Online. We'll be right back. He joins us Thursday, but I'm going to lay out the next phase of the globalist takeover and how we stop it straight ahead.
China was already running the United States. You're like, well, China could never take over the U.S. That's right. As the Roman historian and senator Cicero warned, a powerful empire can't fall from without before it first falls from within. So, yes, they're coming for your guns, all of them.
Yes, they're coming for your children. They've already taken your speech almost everywhere except pockets of resistance like InfoWars.com and Band.Video. So now you know why I'm so upset. Now you know why I'm so angry. I saw the producers of South Park on TV. They're totally pissed and angry. People are like, why are they angry? Because they see all of their freedom, their American freedom, hard fought, taken away. Are you going to get upset? Well, you're a listener. You're obviously already upset. But you've got to ring the alarm everywhere and tell others they've got to get upset. And then take action and let Congress and everybody else know that we're not backing down and we're not going to sell America out to the Chi-Coms.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, secretly meeting with, quote, conservative leaders. And as soon as I saw that headline yesterday, after I'd already gotten off air, I thought, before I read this article, there's one name I know will be on the list. And it was there, Ben Shapiro. Because we know who Ben Shapiro is. He's the never-Trumper. globalist operative. But I wasn't surprised to see Tucker Carlson on the list. And I haven't reached out to Tucker. And I'm sure it's off-record discussions. And I'm not mad that Tucker would meet with Zuckerberg. I've met with people like that before. I don't think at the Zuckerberg level, but pretty close to it. And they're off-record discussions. But Tucker just gets more hardcore. Tucker's not going to sell out. And that's why they're coming after him. But the claim that Zuckerberg is hedging his bets with conservatives because Trump might take action is not really what's going on. So I'll give you the inside baseball on this next segment. But it ties into everything that we see in this climate. And I might tell you a Facebook story. I mean, that wasn't an off-record discussion. I guess I could tell that story. Because I'm certainly not going to be getting any meetings with Zuckerberg now. That's funny. Right after I got told, oh, you ought to be nice to Facebook. You ought to go meet with some Facebook people in New York. And then if you're nice, well, you can meet with, you know. I said, well, with who? And they went, well, you know who. And then all of a sudden, every video I was doing was getting like 5 million views without even trying. And I went, okay, so this is an example. So I talked a bunch of crap about Facebook. And they shadow banned me. That was funny. Because, I mean, here's the deal. I'm not shaking my tail feather trying to get somebody to buy me as their whore. I'm not trying to have a rich sugar daddy. But I will take money if there's no strings attached. Zuckerberg, anybody else. But you see, I never built InfoWars with rich men's money. I mean, I guess Matt Drudge is a wealthy guy, and he's helped InfoWars by linking to a lot of stories, but they're really interesting stories. I mean, they deserve to be linked to, but I appreciate Matt Drudge being a trailblazer. But that's about the biggest booster we've had. I mean, it's been the audience that's done it. See, I said I'd get to Zuckerberg next segment, and I'm kind of doing it now, aren't I? You know what? I need this hour to cover the hot coup going on, and the Zuckerberg thing ties into all of it, so I'll just start that next hour, and I promise I'll do it. And Sargon of Akkad, he's going to be in studio with us. He's always informative and interesting. He's visiting the United States from Airstrip 1. So that's going to be happening. But I'll tell you, I did a lot of research last night and this morning. I did a lot of preparation for today's show. And it's those type of shows where I come in here and the stakes are so high. I didn't used to have this problem. I have it now. Because we're so in the zeitgeist right now. InfoWars, that I can't come up with words to describe how real and how dire the situation is and how ridiculous it is that we have to even debate the fact that the New World Order system is really bad, really run by some nasty people, and you don't want to live under these individuals. I mean, this is a bad place. You get on this train, it goes to a really bad place. We know where it goes. We've been there before. Historically, we've seen where the globalists have taken nations they get control of. These people are really into evil. They're good at it. It fits them. It looks good on them. They like it. They're of their father. And so I do all this research, and then I just have these brainstorms, and by the time I get on air, it's just like, what? I've got a stack of more than 10 articles that I wasn't looking for of racist mobs of black people and Muslims beating up white people in the U.S. and Europe. I never even cover it anymore. 10 articles at least today. I've got ABC News caught in giant fake news, and it's just a blip on the radar screen because now we just know. Oh, they do lie to us, but still, it seems like we're going for impeachment, so that's what has to happen. And then all this weird anti-Christian, anti-white stuff the left is pushing, former ABC anchor Sam Donaldson that they pulled out of some fossil museum, says Trump supporters have fixation for white Christian country. So they're literally saying we don't like white, we don't like Christian. And you've got all the Fiona Hill stuff and the bombshell. That isn't a bombshell because we already knew this. That it's John Bolton that started it all and said that what he heard Giuliani doing, who was his rival, could be unethical. That's like Satan saying something could be demonic. Or Satan reporting on, you know, Slimer, one of his lower little demons. It's ridiculous. And so I said, you have these people that weren't even there when this supposedly happened, testifying so it gets around national security and whistleblowing, and then here saying what John Bolton supposedly heard and said so he can now be called by the committee for the neocons and try to sink a big torpedo into Trump, because for the neocons and the Straussian school of economics that admires Hitler, that's how you're a really big man if John Bolton can mount Trump's head to his bedroom wall. Because Trump committed the great crime of trying to stop all these wars. Meanwhile, the New York Times is running all these different headlines about how 50 nukes have been caught and are being held and have been hijacked and are being held hostage because of the crisis in Turkey. And then you learn they've been there since the time of Kennedy. And you learn that advisors have been saying for decades, get them out. But somehow that becomes Trump's fault that those nukes are even there. It's just at every level, everything is turned into a deception. Everything is turned into a lie. And then you pull back from it. It's all total lies and total theater. Bolton made it up that Trump was doing illegal stuff with Ukraine because in truth it was the neocons and Mitt Romney and others cash cow with the Democrats. And then they turn it all around like Trump's doing something corrupt. It's just mind-blowing. But here's the big takeaway. We're in the middle of an attempted coup against the election of 2016. They know Trump's going to win in 2020. They want him gone before then. So Pelosi, when she's put in, she's third in line, will then bring in Hillary as her vice president. You know it's going to happen. Just like the sun came up, and then she'll resign and Hillary will be president. You say, well, people will blow up and get angry. That's their plan. American turmoil, civil war divided. That makes the Chi-Coms, the EU, the Hollywood scum happy. And that's their plan. They don't want a good economy. They don't want to control our borders. They don't want a good nation going forward. They want to wreck it and loot it. Are we going to let them do it?
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract Get results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We live in incredibly historic and dangerous times. Everything you do, every word of mouth, every phone call, every prayer, every member of Congress that you personally go and get in their face, tell them don't impeach Trump, stand up against the Chi-Com menace, Hollywood's our enemy. MSM isn't media, it's propaganda. Every time you do that, you override the bullies, and the silent majority stands against these tyrants. Now, DrudgeReport.com says it all. LeBron James bows to China. And what's so sick about this is all these different sports writers last week, at the height of the whole NBA furor, came out and said LeBron speaks up for civil rights. He talks about how evil America is, how bad Trump is, how white people are, bad, except when they're buying season tickets. And they said, surely China's killed 100 plus million of its own people. It's murdering people in Hong Kong. Hong Kong has an agreement, a treaty that China's not supposed to take it over, but they have. They're secretly arresting people. They're taking their organs. They're killing Buddhists and Christians and putting them in forced labor camps as well as Muslims. Surely LeBron will say we have free expression. And I said last week on air, I said LeBron is going to come out and grovel to communist China because he's an arrogant, soulless nobody.
LeBron James is all about himself, a big brat. And corporate America is not corporate America. It's globalist America. And it wants people to grovel to communist China. LeBron James was told to come out and race bait. He was told to come out and support taking a knee during the national anthems. He was told to support Hillary Clinton and have events for her. He does what he's told. And so he viciously came out and blasted the Rockets' manager, going farther than James Harden, saying we apologize to China. Because his instinct is for authoritarianism. You project onto LeBron James that he's this angel, he's this wonderful person. I bet if he ran this country, he'd be a warlord dictator. He's not fit to carry Donald Trump's jockstrap when he calls Trump a monster and stupid and ignorant. You know, that's what LeBron James does. He calls people dumb and ignorant. That's what he called the general manager of the Rockets, who I think is dumb and ignorant. He did the right thing and came out and said that China mass murdering and killing people is wrong and that Hong Kong deserves its basic dignity. And when he got a bunch of heat on him, he said, I apologize. That's stupid. That's wrong. But you know what? He's a lot better than LeBron James. Like, we've got the video of LeBron James shooting his mouth off. We're going to play a clip of that here in just a moment. But just think about Hollywood and professional sports and all of this scum. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're a woman, a man. On average, they just do what they're told. And that's why Hollywood is promoting pedophilia. That's why Hollywood's promoting the end of the family. That's why they're promoting drug use. That's why they're promoting open borders and saying America sucks. Because they're paid to. Guardians of the Galaxy director, who promotes pedophilia publicly and has pedophile-styled parties, he's come out, James Gunn, and said, oh, after Disney let me go, I had all these other big firms begging me. Now I've got bigger jobs than ever. Exactly. He knows how to behave. He knows what to do to get to the top of that rat hole. Because you think you're climbing to the top, you're really climbing to the bottom. You're really going down a tunnel. But there's a huge backlash against the NBA. Massive ticket sales are down. Just like the NFL's down 40%. Empty seats. We've been sending our crews to different NBA games to show what's happening and to hold up signs and be thrown out to show there's no free speech. And there's almost no one there. And even some of the zombies going in booed Owen Schroyer on Sunday and said, leave the NBA alone. Because, see, the NBA now is communist China. So here's LeBron James. Here's a clip.
The Chinese government censor our product? Are you going to let the Chinese government censor the NBA? Huh? You guys want the Chinese government?
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others. And you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand. And he spoke. So many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be.
So that is total inversion of reality. LeBron is a Satanist. He's a practicing Satanist, even if he doesn't know he is. I mean, he just inverted reality. Communist China doesn't have any freedom of religion. Communist China literally has death camps and slave camps, and people work 18-hour days in slave factories. They have suicide nets around them. And Hong Kong is where people ran from Mao Zedong, who was not elected. and then who proceeded to kill 80 million people himself. Since then, it's another 35 million conservatively. The Chinese government admits that, LeBron. But see, you can talk about slavery with 2% of Americans owning slaves, and so tell people hundreds of years later how bad they are, so they all kiss your ass. You are disgusting. And you stand up for the modern slave masters of the communist Chinese. And then you talk about people are ignorant and people could hurt people with their speech. Yes, you have free speech, but you can take it away if it hurts somebody. That's the new leftist mantra. LeBron caves to China, blast uneducated Rockets GM. Isn't that just cute? Here's last week, opinion. LeBron James undermines values he's espousing, most disgraceful moment of his career. That's today. But last week, opinion. It's time for LeBron James to speak out on China, regardless of Nike ties where they make their slave shoes. LeBron James no longer King James in Hong Kong as they burn his jerseys and apparel. So it's all a big joke, ladies and gentlemen. Why in the hell would you put faith in some guy worth, what's LeBron James worth, $400 million? Who then runs around constantly shooting his mouth off about how bad America is and how bad Trump is. Because that's what he's paid to do. That's what corporate America is a bunch of slaves to China. There is no corporate America now. My memory served correctly. $450 million. Kaepernick's worth over $100 million. Adopted by white parents. He's pretty much white himself. And then he grows out the big Bozo the Clown haircut. I mean, if somebody's got a real afro, more power to you. But he does the big Bozo the Clown deal and then goes out and becomes this big woke black guy. At least he's a little blacker, a little bit more black than the founder of Black Lives Matter, who isn't even black, like Rachel Dozell. She's as black as Pocahontas is American Indian. Total horse crap. You know, they said Columbus got it wrong and everybody calling folks in the New World Indians because they thought they'd gone around the world and ran into India. Really, they ran into North America and South America and Central America. But you know, genetically, Native Americans are basically Chinese. They're most closely associated with Chinese. They're Asians. That's what Hispanics are, is a mix of Asian with some of the Spanish that came over have been invaded by Africa. So they were Germanics mixed with some African, that's the Arabs, coming in, and then mixed with Chinese. So it's which the Indians are, you know, same bloodline, but whites came into India, so Indians are part white. That's the difference between Indians and Chinese. A little bit of history for folks, but it's kind of true that they are Native Indians.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.